from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Soon, but let's just get to business, man. The San Francisco Giants, Gigantes, lost their sixth game in a row to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are not the New York Yankees. I hear the frustration. I read it. I see it. And I'm watching that game last night with Kyle Harrison on the mound. And FP, I go into, you know, the games like I play or I matter. And I'm like, you know what? The Yankees were just a blip on the radar. It was ugly. You got swept. Anytime you get swept, you notice you played the game. It's ugly. But I looked at Arizona as a pushover. I looked at them as a remedy for the Yankee sweep. I put some money on the Giants thinking, you know what? They're pissed off and they've lost two straight. And last night it didn't get any better. They kicked the ball around. And my takeaway before I throw it to you and get your thoughts is I called out Melvin, my version of it. Like, dude, you got to go Hal McCray. You got to flip over a spread. You can't continue to focus on the positives when the negatives are, you know, they're more negatives than positives. And last night, we got some sound we're going to hear from Bo Mel. He went in. He was not happy. But I'll say this. It's a 162-game season. It's still early if you're one of those. But it can get late fast. And FP, if they don't get their act right or right this ship, this season could get out of hand for the Giants.
Yeah, it definitely could get out of hand. It kind of is. And here's the thing. Nobody, Goo, is a pushover in the big leagues.
Wow. Okay.
This is a team that won the National League last year and went to the World Series. So nobody's a pushover, number one. Number two, that game last night was unacceptable. Like, that's not a Major League Baseball
game.
Wow. And if you're the manager of that team last night, in a nutshell, Bob Melvin was upset because he was embarrassed. Because your team and how they perform is a direct reflection on you. You lose baseball games. I mean, that's part of being in the big leagues. The best teams lose 70, 80 games, 70 games, whatever, 60 games if you're really good. And that's fine. But if you lose it the way they lost it last night, and I'm the manager of that team, and that's a reflection of me, that's embarrassing. And when you get embarrassed on a big stage at the highest level, that's Major League Baseball. Last night, that wasn't Major League Baseball. And what do I mean by that? I mean, like, plays that should have been made that weren't.
Routine.
Plays, you know, physical errors are part of the game, but when you're the guy making them, and Casey Schmidt last night, and that's a high hopper and it kind of shoots on him and he misses it because he took his eye off it, like, that's a mental error if you take your eye off it. The thing that really got me going, and I tweeted about it last night, and I'm usually super positive on Twitter last night. I was frustrated,
I saw
like
you.
The manager. Brett Wisely's played a lot of shortstop. Maybe not as much as he has played second base. But from, I don't know, sixth grade baseball, from Little League baseball, you know if there's a bunt to first base with a runner on first and you're the shortstop, your job is to cover second. And there's a general rule in baseball for anybody listening that's a coach that if you're standing around on the field and not moving toward the baseball or not doing something, you're doing something wrong. So for Brett Wisely just to sit at shortstop last night in a sacrifice bunt scenario and Luke Jackson spins and throws to second, would have had the guy, and he's standing at shortstop and he's not there and he has to choke off the throw and go to first. At the highest level, this is the big leagues. There's no excuse for that to happen. Not a brain fart.
Yeah.
That's not something where, oh, I should have been there. That's just natural instinct to go in the direction of the baseball. And if you haven't played shortstop and you are a second baseman, you still know that the shortstop covers second on a bunt with the runner on first. Now, maybe there's just so little bunting in the game of baseball today that you don't know that, but there's no excuse. That's not on coaching. That's not on anybody but Brett Wisely. So Casey Schmidt had a rough night. He swung like a crazy man with the bases loaded.
But he's been playing better with the bat. But you go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, he had
this six-game losing streak, not to interrupt FP. We can't just put it all on Schmidt because he had a bad game or any other player.
But my point is that wasn't a major league quality baseball game last night, and that was hard to watch.
I appreciate that honesty.
And I'm watching because I'm doing the show.
Yeah.
Frustrated former player in me would have turned that game off last night. Wow. But I kept watching because I knew we were doing the show today.
Wow. You know what? Let's hear the skipper.
I mean, I'm a giant. I've always been a giant.
I love it.
And sometimes
number
I get 14. So pissed, I can't watch. And last night was, if you and I weren't here for 4 hours today, I would have probably turned that off.
Wow. Like, I appreciate that raw and uncut honesty. And what about the visual? I don't know if you caught this, and we're going to hear the sound 1 second here from Bo Mail. And the look he had, the scowl that was on his face as the final out was recorded, they lose. Guys are walking to the clubhouse, getting their bats, their gloves, or whatnot. And Bo Mail just looked like an angry parent. You ever have it where you ever get in trouble where your parent, they don't even need to say anything. The looks could kill. Bo Mail had that look like, normally he just goes in with the rest of the guys. He just stood and looked, and I felt like, I'm paraphrasing, I felt like I could read his mind, like he was saying, what the hell is going on?
Wait, he stood in the dugout after the game?
I didn't see that. I mean, again, just me, the guru computer, I catch a lot of people.
No, if a manager's standing there,
just like
he was getting his thoughts together to go rip him.
And you know what? Speaking of which, Evan, can we hear from Bo Mail after the game last night, after their sixth straight loss?
When you're going through losing streaks, at least you fight. For the most part, we have. That was an awful game. And we made it interesting at the end, but didn't play well. Made Harry get multiple outs. We had a starter under the ropes every inning. We couldn't cash in. It's a bad game and a bad stretch by us.
What do you think stood out? Worst?
We just looked like we were running around in quicksand for a while. So is what it is, but doesn't feel very good when you play like that.
Do you mean defensively? Whatever.
Everything. You know, the at-bat, we have guy on the ropes every inning and can't cash in but a couple of runs. It's just a bad game.
Was that a message just relayed to the team?
I'm not going to talk about what I say to anybody.
Wow.
He started to call Casey Schmidt out by name right there. He goes, that at-bat. He goes, yeah, we had some at-bats.
And I appreciate that.
In scoring position. When Casey Schmidt just swung at three pitches wildly, that's just like the situation's a little bit too big for you. Like, good RBI guys let the game come to them. They're patient. They have a game plan. That was just like, he was just flailing. And that was a huge at-bat in the game. So, like, it's one game. I'm still on board. But there's
when
a lot.
When you say on board, what train are you on board
with? I'm on board when everybody gets healthy. If they're playing like this, then I'm not on board. Then right. Then you got worried.
All right. Okay. So let's keep it there because I just want to keep it real. The guys in the morning, they're angry. They're not the only ones. But the bottom line is Farhan is the guy leading you into this season, whether you like it or not. And I told Bonte on the way out, and I'm going to respond to him, the stray I caught. I said, you know what, the feeling I had, and I'll never forget it, FP, of that Yankee series and being there with you Friday night was incredible. It was a reminder of what you would like to have in your backyard as a fan or part of a whatever city you're in. That was the Beatles. That was the Jackson 5. So there was envy, there was jealousy, but you know what? Couple days went by, and I said, every team that the Giants are playing are not the Yankees. They don't have the luxuries that the Yankees have right now. And they ain't won a damn thing, the Yankees, but it looks good. You know, you're always in it. You're going to throw money at your problems. So I got over that from a Giant perspective. And then you go to Arizona, and I'm thinking, okay, you're going to miss their two studs when you talk about the pitchers for Arizona. You got mincemeat on the mound. And the rat on the table for the Giants early on is they can't hit. They just cannot hit, FP. And we got Ron Wotus, the great Ron Wotus, joining us at 12 o'clock so we can ask him some questions and kind of pick his brain. But my question to you is, you got about 15, 14, or 13 guys on the IL. How long is how big is that credit card to use to say, hey, everybody slow down. Put the crazy pills down. It's going to be okay. Bobby McFerrin, everything going to be all right. How long do you have that to play that card of what you just talked about? You know what? We're not whole. Don't judge us as harshly as you could, as if we were healthy. When does that run out? Because you're four games under and you're in fourth place in your division. So, FP, I am worried. If you get swept today and then you go to Texas, you could bury yourself.
Organizational depth gets exposed through injuries to your regulars. And ideally, as an organization, when you have injuries, maybe not this many, this many is tough for any organization, no matter how deep they are, ideally is to tread water, meaning play 500 ball till the cavalry comes back and then get back to where you're used to playing. So when you have these kids, and I've said this going on with Willard and Dibbs, everyone's tweeting, let the kids play, the youth movement, let's go, this is great. And I said, it is for a time, but with the youth, you're going to see mistakes. You're going to see things that you wouldn't see with veteran players. You're going to see guys that haven't played at the highest level, that being a veteran with experience enables you to slow the game down at the biggest moments. When you're a young player, the biggest moments speed up and they get away from you. So while we're all excited about the youth movement and let the kids play, and what are we doing? This is great. Let them play. I saw Matt, everybody tweeting, let the kids play. What are we doing? When the kids play, you're going to see a guy not cover second on a bunt. You're going to see Casey Schmidt have a wild at-bat with the bases loaded and one out because he's overhand.
That was a bad at-bat.
Well, it's just youth and the game's speeding up. So while everyone's saying, let the kids play, let the kids play, Luis Matos, National League Player of the Week, where has he been? What are we doing? Now the league has adjusted to him. He hasn't adjusted back. Wow. These are all things that I said a month ago, that this youth thing is great, but with the youth is going to come you pulling your hair out at times. Because when you have kids that may not be quite ready, that don't have the experience as a Nick Ahmed, a Matt Chapman, a Tyro Estrada, a Lamont Wade Jr., they've been through it before. They know that this is the part of the game where I slow down, that speeds up. This is the part of the season where I'm not going to panic because I got off to a slow start. This is the part of the season where the league is doing this to me, and 3 years ago, I did this to counter what they're doing to me. So when you have that experience as a veteran player, you can control the speed of the game. When you're a kid and it's a ninth inning and you get a top spin ground ball and you're thinking about turning two, but you boot it because it's moving fast. So all these mistakes that back in the day you made at lower levels of the minor leagues because it was hard to get to the big leagues, now there's so much emphasis on winning. And when there's injuries, guys are forced into positions, like literal positions that they haven't played, and positions at the big league level that they're not ready to accomplish, this is what you get. So, yeah, was last night hard to watch? Was it a big league game? No. I mean, you don't see that in the big leagues. It's the
they're
big leagues.
They're sixth loss in a row.
Yeah, but it's not losing so much. It's not the same. Like, I'm going for a higher altitude view of this. Six losses in a row sucks. Like, as a player, you're not sleeping at night, you're flip-flopping.
Now, what are you looking for on that higher?
They didn't play a good baseball game, Guru.
Right.
At the major leagues, you don't go out to win a game. Like, it's not you're in the clubhouse going, let's win tonight.
Oh.
You play a good brand of baseball. You play a fundamentally sound brand of baseball about the process that you look up after 15 games and you've won 9 of them. So I'm not sitting there going, I'm trying to win tonight. I'm just trying to play good, consistent baseball. My at-bats, making plays, throwing strikes, throwing quality strikes, throwing balls when I want to throw balls, throwing strikes when I want to throw strikes. making all the routine plays, getting guys over, leadoff doubles over, picking up a runner on third less than two outs, and I'm playing the game the right freaking way consistently every single day. Why might I lose 4-3? There was times in Oakland where we lost 2-1, and Giambi come in the clubhouse and say, hey, we did everything we could tonight. That pitcher was good. Turn on the music. We're not going to sit here and make it a funeral. And we turn on the music after we lost. So it's part of the process, and it's playing the game the right way. Whether it's taking a walk and letting the next guy behind you do something, whether it's just a ground ball to second, a leadoff double, getting the guy over. Playing the game the right way consistently over a month period and doing things the right way, if you have the talent, if you have the guys with the right mentality, out of 30 games in a month, you'll win 16 or 17 of them. And if you have a really good team, you're lucky you win 20 of them and lose 10 based on your talent level. But it's not about trying to win a game every night.
See that? Wow.
It's about playing the game the right way. And if you do play the game
everything
the right
will
way,
take care of itself.
You look up and it's 4-3 and we're shaking hands. But if you don't play the game the way they did last night, wild at-bats with runners in scoring position, making errors on routine balls, diving for balls and clicking them off your glove down the corner and everyone's running around. Like this is maybe an insult to A-ball, but that's the way it looked last night. In a snapshot, that game last night did not appear to be what I'm talking about.
Wow.
It's a process. It's about playing the game the right way. It's about approaching the game on a daily basis the right way. The only thing you can control in baseball is your attitude and your effort on a daily basis. You can't control once the ball's off your bat where it goes. You can't control once I let go of the ball on the mound where it goes. Like, you can control your attitude, your effort, and how you approach the game every day and playing the game the right way with your hair on fire for 2.5 hours. Everybody listening out there right now, if you had to work for 2.5 hours a day, they got to work for 2.5 hours every day.
Yeah.
So you go balls out for 2.5 hours, and you play the game the way they're playing hard.
Because you
didn't
say this.
They're running balls out hard. They're not
lollygagging. Let me run this by you. When I saw you and we talked about the Yankee sweep, you didn't say what you're saying. You didn't see bad. Correct me if I'm wrong. You didn't go down this road that you were PO'd about how they played and they mentally weren't in there. You said, you know what, Goo, they lost. But I didn't hear you say, my bigger point is, you didn't see over the weekend versus the Yankees, as they lost all three, I felt like your checklist, they checked the boxes in regard to doing their job.
Your closer's
going to
give up. Your closer's going to blow saves against the
Juan. Because you didn't sound like this.
That's fine. Camilo Duvall's going to blow saves. The greatest closer, Dennis Eckersley, blew saves. That's going to happen. If you're playing the game the right way and you have a hiccup, you blow a save, that's baseball. The Yankees, they've won 7 in a row. What are they, 43 or 44 and 19?
Good God.
So you can't make mistakes against those teams. But I don't feel like they handed the Yankees the game like they did. That's baseball. Baseball happens. You get swept. You get swept by a good team in your own ballpark. So what? So what? And the sky's not falling. Do the Yankees have more talent? Are they a better team right now? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your record is your resume. So that goes without saying. I'm just saying, if that team on the corner, 3rd and King, plays baseball the right way, and their manager and their coaching staff know that way, and they play that way consistently, they're going to be above 500. They're going to win more games than they lose. Now, once they get to full strength, if they play the game the right way, are they as talented as the Dodgers with their lineup or the Phillies? Probably not. But that doesn't mean on July 30th, if you're close, that you make some tweaks and you make some trades and you make yourself better. Now, all of a sudden, the month of August, the month of September, we're on this show going, see, they're right where they should be. But right now, you lose 6 in a row. Everybody wants this guy fired, that guy fired. Farhan had nothing to do with last night's game. Not that I'm going to sit here and defend Farhan, because I understand where people are coming from.
Even before the season started, he was
Giants
out there.
Fan,
okay.
And I've been lucky enough, and play the bloop thing, I really don't care, to play for some great GMs. I played for Billy Bean. I played for Brian Sabian. You know, I played for some great general managers and some great presidents of baseball operations. Mike Rizzo in D.C., mm-hmm. I was a part of that for a decade. So I have my ideas about how things could go, should go, and I understand where people that are coming from an organization that won 3 World Series under Brian Sabian are kind of like, well, that's the way we used to do it. And I get the criticism. Like, anybody in a public position is susceptible to criticism if it isn't going the right way. So I understand it. But I also understand baseball better than most in the sense that once you put the pieces of the puzzle together and you put the roster together and you assemble it, you're not pitching, you're not hitting, you're not playing defense. The only thing you can do as a president of a baseball team is assemble a roster that you think is conducive to competing and to winning.
Right. Dude, I mean, man, bottle that up. And you speak of the GMs that you played for. Let's bring it into the managers. Bo Mail, now that the team is so young by default and they had these rash injuries, do you think the sound that we played and Bob Melvin being who he is, you know, in his skin, do you think that resonated with the young guys that are a lot of them are out there on the field at the same time? And as a fan, as a spectator, you know, I said to you yesterday in the masses or anybody that would listen, FP, I said, he needs to flip over a spread. He needs to maybe put FP's name, if he was talking about Casey Schmidt yesterday, throw it in there. You know, is he the guy for this team if it stays this young, I guess? Like, is that a good fit?
I'll say this, Goose. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Talk to me because I'm starting to get a little nervous for Giant fan and the Giant players. Is that voice too much of an OG and soft-spoken for a majority of these youngsters that are now in your lineup who you are dependent on? I'm just asking, dude.
No.
Do they need some tough love?
Well, I'll tell you this, and it's weird in baseball not to have crossed paths with somebody. I've never crossed paths with Bo Mail.
Oh, man.
So I've gotten to know him this year. Yeah. And he has a presence about him, a lot like Bruce Bochy, a lot like Felipe Alou, where, you know, you're sitting in the office and you're talking to him and you're kind of intimidated. So in all my travels and experiences, if I'm feeling that, the young players, and that's not a bad thing. Like, instilling fear in a young player, like, either you do it or you're sitting next to me, or either you do it or you're going down, that's the old school approach.
Oh, man.
The new school Norm approach Johnson is, way. I love you, huggy, huggy, things will be better.
You didn't shake mess up, little Bobby, you're good.
You shake it off, and you know, I'm going to hug you and love you, and we're going to talk, and I'll text you, and we'll burn incense, and everything will be fine. They're more old school. So when you underperform like that, if you come in the clubhouse last night, what happened in his press conference that we just played, he just aired his team out. He went right from airing his team out to the press conference, and he was still fuming. And when those things, I don't know what happened. I didn't talk to anybody. But those things generally go like, hey, this is the big leagues. Clean that S up.
Okay.
You got to clean it up. That's not big league baseball. We're better than that. And we better be better than that tomorrow. And if X, Y, and Z happens again, you're either going to Sacramento or you're sitting next to me. Turn around and walk out.
So does the volume matter, I guess, too, to that point?
Yes.
But he's kind of soft-spoken.
To you and me.
But they knew he was PO.
To you and me, he is. Like, behind closed doors, Bill Belichick was soft-spoken, too. You don't think he got in people's, you know what?
Oh, no, man.
Okay. So, yeah, Bo Mel's got that. Trust me. There's a resume and a respect there from a guy that's been there and done that as a player, a guy that's been there and done that as a manager. Where if you're a young kid or even a veteran and he comes in pissed, you don't want to let down. If you respect your manager this much, and I'm holding up my thumb and my index finger, you don't want to let him down in the heat of battle. You're thinking about playing the game the right way, how he wants you to play the game, and there's a respect for him there that you're going to go approach the game, whatever sport it is. If you have respect for your coach, your manager, you're going to go out there and you're not going to let him down. Almost like a father figure.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm saying that from personal experience because my dad was a coach. I'm a son of a coach. But when I was out there playing for Dusty, I didn't want to let Dusty down. When I was playing for Felipe, I didn't want to let Felipe down.
Because
I know how they wanted the game to be played. They want to play hard and break up a double play and run over a catcher and do whatever it takes to catch a pop-up between the infield and the outfield and get on base and let the ball, whatever it is. You knew the type of brand of baseball they want to do. So, like, A, if you wanted to play, B, if you wanted to stay in the big leagues, and C, if you had respect for your manager, this is the way you played the game. And when they came in, it's like when your dad used to yell at you or your mom used to yell at you.
I remember Norm Johnson.
And you let your parents down or you let your parental figures down, whoever that was in your life, your authoritative figure, you let them down and you felt bad and you're like, damn, they're right. You didn't want to get to that point. So if a manager picks his spots on certain after certain games, certain points of the season where he comes in, if it's every day, it's white noise. Let's get it. But if all of a sudden Bo Mel comes in last night and he goes, clean it up. Like, that's unacceptable. That's freaking embarrassing. We're better than that. That wasn't the big leagues. And you turn around and walk out, That's
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.